tag core to identify ex-government official allegedly linked to illegal pogos. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has alleged that a former government official attempted to help illegal pogos, Philippine offshore gaming operators, receive gaming licenses. The pogos involved have recently been raided and found to be providing services illegally. Alejandro Tenco, the PAGCOR chairman and CEO, has stressed the need to investigate former officials and their intermediaries who facilitated the issuance of licenses to pogos with questionable backgrounds. PAGCOR to name ex-cabinet member. Tenco stated that he will identify the former cabinet member who lobbied for the illegal pogos, Philippine offshore gaming operators, and reveal the circumstances that led to the proliferation of such unauthorized offshore gaming operations. By providing these details, Tenco aims to shed light on the individuals and factors responsible for the spread of illegal gaming activities, ensuring accountability and transparency in addressing this issue. Quote, "As a regulator, it is our mandate to ensure that only those with valid licenses are allowed to operate all forms of gambling and gaming activities, whether these are land-based casinos or online platforms. It is in the interest of the government to crack the whip against illegal operators, including the so-called offshore gaming operators or pogos and their backers, because the criminal activities associated with their illegal operations pose serious threats to our people." Alejandro Tenco, PAGCOR Chairman and CEO. Government working to shut down illegal operators. Tenco went on to explain that the government is working diligently to shut down illegal operators. As a result of these efforts, the number of licenses for offshore gaming operators has significantly decreased, dropping from 298 under the previous government to just 43 now. This reduction highlights the government's commitment to cracking down on unauthorized gaming and ensuring a more regulated and lawful industry. He said that they need to examine why the pogo licenses were granted in the first place, as during the current review, we found most of them to be ineligible and outright suspicious. He added that PAGCOR is ready to reveal the roles of other controversial individuals behind these criminal pogo enterprises.